I'm Andy Veenstock. Welcome to The Signal, our weekly tour through the hidden corners of Maryland's cultural landscape. This weekend, Baltimore's Camden Yards Sports Complex is being taken over by extreme athletes as professional BMXers, freestyle motocross riders, and skateboarders show off their best tricks and go for big air on a maze of oversized vertical half pipes and street courses. Baltimore is the first stop on this televised five-city circuit called the Dew Action Sports Tour. With sponsors like Mountain Dew, PlayStation, and Toyota, this big-budget traveling competition is a testament to the ever-increasing popularity of extreme sports. But when the weekend is over, the ramps will get packed up, the celebrity riders will move on to their next stop, and Charm City will be left as it was, a town without a real outdoor skate park to call its own. And so we begin today's program by visiting the closest thing to it. Here's The Signal's Aaron Henkin.
This is the sound of a Saturday afternoon at Carroll Park. Skateboarders and BMX riders whip back and forth past each other in this congested little patch of concrete ramps and transitions. The four-year-old skate park in southwest Baltimore is a far cry from the shine and dazzle of the scenes we see on televised competitions. This place has been effectively abandoned by the Police Athletic League and the Parks and Recreation Department that built it. The chain-link fence around it has been torn down. It's right next to a patch of woods by some railroad tracks. And there's a constant parade of the city's indigent and addicted wandering through here. Skaters and BMXers often arrive in the mornings to find broken glass, hypodermic needles, and bullet casings littering the concrete. But every morning they sweep up the debris and reclaim their turf for another day. One of the locals here is a 17-year-old skateboarder named Desmond. He says it's not the nicest park in the world. Some days he and his friends get rocks thrown at them while they're skating, but it's all he's got.
It's not the hardest place in the world, but it's not the easiest place in the world. People test you just like people test you anywhere else. Sometimes you got gangs of kids that come in there and f*** up the park, and then they just throw rocks at you. And then so you just gotta do what you gotta do to make them leave you alone. But it's the only thing I got on a daily basis.
A note of full disclosure here. I've been coming to this park myself on weekends to skate for the past several years. I've known Desmond since he was in eighth grade. I've seen him grow about a foot and a half, and I've seen him transform himself from a hot-headed kid to a laid-back guy with some unbelievable skating skills.
I'm a city kid. If I didn't have a skateboard, I'd probably be locked up. That's the truth. So it keeps me out of trouble, and it's a good way to release physical anger. It is.
Desmond says growing up the way he grew up, if he hadn't had skating to focus on, he could have ended up like any one of the other kids around him.
You got kids in gangs, you got kids selling drugs, you got kids shooting people for no f***ing reason. It's weird, because people make fun of me because I am a skater, and that's what I do. I don't choose to sell drugs, I don't choose to shoot people. I don't want to do that. I'd rather have fun skating, at least there's a future in it.
You know, it might seem like Desmond bucks a lot of people's image of the stereotypical skateboarder. But once you start spending some time at Carroll Park, you really have to start wondering if there even is a stereotypical skateboarder. 5- and 6-year-olds take turns rolling around in here on borrowed boards. Teenagers with baseball caps and baggy pants go airborne out of 5-foot quarter pipes. Old guys in their 30s and 40s carve around and try not to get hurt too badly. And then there's Stephanie Murdoch.
It's really like a family. It's really nice. You can go to almost any skate park and you know that the other people there that are skating with you share the same feelings about skateboarding and come out and have fun with people of all ages. I think that's another great thing about skateboarding is that one of your friends might be 6 years old and he could be your favorite skate buddy. And then you have guys, you know, pushing 40, even in their early 50s, who are still pushing it. And it's really a lifestyle. And I just hope that people take the time to look past what they might think about skateboarding and see in movies and on TV and get to know the people for what they are and all the dynamic things that make them who they are.
One of the things that makes Stephanie who she is, a recent degree from the George Washington University Graduate School of Political Management. And she's putting her education in political activism to use. Stephanie is currently spearheading a 501c3 nonprofit organization called SOB, Skate Park of Baltimore. Their mission? To build a public destination caliber outdoor concrete skate park in the city of Baltimore. and they're not afraid to aim high with their vision.
The park that we hope to construct could cost as much as $1 million, which seems kind of exorbitant, but when you look in the grand scale of things and how we plan to construct the park, it's not going to be something where we're going to just be overwhelmed by the cost, because we hope to use a community-based approach where we utilize our volunteers, our skateboarders, our BMXers in the community to come out and help us lay the groundwork for the park. That means getting your hands dirty, moving dirt around, moving concrete around.
Stephanie and her supporters hope to build the skate park here at the intersection of McComas and Ray Streets in South Baltimore. There's a swath of land here sitting idle right next to Swan Park under the hum of the I-95 freeway overpass system. And when Stephanie walks along the barbed wire fence that cordons off the unused area, she already sees bowls, ledges, rails, and kicker ramps.
The site is so huge, it's 7 acres, so it's really hard to imagine all of the possible elements that we could put in here. Personally, I just want to get out and do it now, you know. If I got the okay today, I would be here tomorrow, and I would be moving dirt around and, you know, in my work boots, rain or shine. But every time I come here, I just get so excited by the possibilities. It's an amazing view of the city. I can kind of envision now some nice June evening sessions where the sun's going down and the city's cooling off and all my friends are here and we're all skating, having a great time trying to, you know, get the last runs in before the sun sets. So it's easy for me to picture and almost hear the people grinding and the people laughing and people talking in my head. So every time I come here, it's just that's the way I feel.
Well, then, of course, what happened is arsenic.
That's Baltimore City's 14th District Councilwoman Mary Pat Clark. She's on the city's Land Use and Transportation Committee, and she's referring to the city's recent discovery of residual arsenic in the ground at Swan Park and surrounding areas. The toxic contaminant is a leftover from the area's Allied Chemical Corporation, a now defunct factory where DDT was produced until 1976. Allied has a new owner, a company called Honeywell, that specializes in aerospace technology, and Honeywell has inherited the environmental mess. They're currently being ordered by the Maryland Department of the Environment to have the arsenic cleaned up. And that brings us back to Stephanie and the waylaid skate park of Baltimore.
Stephanie and her group are still interested in that location, and their theory is, hey, if they're going to have to go in and re-asphalt to seal this contaminant, why not do it with concrete and lay the groundwork in that area under the highway for the skateboard park?
Councilwoman Clark has been somewhat of a mentor to Stephanie Murdoch. She's known her since the young activist was tutoring kids at a neighborhood family center, and she's watched as Stephanie's political dexterity has evolved in the years since.
For Stephanie, obstacles are only challenges. I've never seen her have a discouraged moment in her life, really. And she's been working on this for years.
I am happy to say we applied for our first grant in March for the Tony Hawk Foundation, so we're keeping our fingers crossed there. But now that we have our 501c3 status, we're going to pursue a different fundraising track. We're going after some bigger money. We're going after corporate sponsorship, and we're going after some grants. We'd also, you know, like to entertain some ideas about some matching funds with the city. At this point, we have a little under $10,000, which isn't that much, but it is enough to begin the construction of the park using the resources that we have and the resources that are donated to us.
She just has this vision. She loves it, and it's infectious.
However infectious her enthusiasm might be, these days Stephanie Murdoch is getting a lesson in patience. But Councilwoman Clark has faith in Stephanie's tenacity.
When the health issues are sorted out and a decision is made about how best to protect the health of the people, and then the reuse of areas is discussed, I hope that Stephanie Murdoch will be given a fair hearing by all involved. She'll make it work.
I like to see action take place. I like to see things happen. I like to see people actually benefited from the actions that are taken to better society. I like to see people smile from things like that.
If there's a silver lining to be found at Swan Park and the environmental debacle that's come to light there, Stephanie Murdoch and the skate park of Baltimore might just be part of it. In the meantime, the city will continue to work at undoing the damage caused by a bygone industrial polluter, and a young activist with a vision will continue to learn the finer points of grassroots politics. You can find a link to the nonprofit Skate Park of Baltimore online at our website, signalradio.org. That's also where you'll find details about a special benefit show that's happening tonight in Baltimore's Load of Fun Gallery at 120 West North Avenue. It's called the Summer Trilogy, Skateboard Art, Photography, and Music. And all proceeds from the evening go toward construction of the Skate Park of Baltimore. For The Signal, I'm Aaron Hinkin.
Listening to The Signal, an original production of Your Public Radio in Baltimore. When our program continues, Jim O'Leary of the Maryland Science Center shares his tales of travel and discovery in the making of the new IMAX movie, Dinosaurs Alive. We'll be right back.